G'day, it's Tuesday the 8th of March 2016. I can't tell you what the date is by the Islamic calendar, but Malcolm Turnbull probably can. I am gobsmacked at the way that Turnbull has tried to aggrandise himself using obscure and arcane, you know, descriptors like the Covenantia. He talks about the Covenantia in relation to Sicily and Greece. Well, the Covenantia was a period in history in Spain, not Greece or Italy, where an accommodation of sorts was reached between the Islamists that had invaded Spain and the Christians and Jews who also lived there. Now, that's related to Dimitude, amongst other things, to people paying taxes to stay alive. And the way Turnbull so glibly talks about the magnificent... Well, let me just quote exactly. I'll go to what I've just posted. He talks about the caliphate as being, quote, successful, really successful, artistically brilliant, brilliant in every respect. Pig's ass. They were brilliant in killing people, Malcolm. They were brilliant in imposing their way by the sword. They were brilliant in taking sex slaves. They were brilliant in extracting taxes from people who had lived peacefully and normally without the threat of death hovering over them. You, Malcolm, are a dangerous force because you're a dilettante, you're a dabbler, and you open your mouth for the purpose of proving how bright you think you are and for seeking gratification from a crowd that will smile at you, as did the Islamic Council of Victoria yesterday, as will Hizb ut-Tahrir, because of the extent to which you endorse what they want to achieve. Be crystal clear about this, Malcolm. This caliphate that you spoke about is the caliphate that we went to war with, the Ottoman Empire. We declared war on Turkey. It was the seat of the caliphate. And as a result of our win, the caliphate came to an end. That's on the 3rd of March, 1924. That is a date that lives, in Hizb ut-Tahrir's mind, in infamy. It's a date on the calendar that they celebrate as marking the end of the glory days of the Khalifa, and it is a Khalifa that they seek to re-establish and which has begun its re-establishment process in Iraq and Syria through the offices of the Islamic State. You're giving aid and succour to them, Turnbull. You're talking about their brilliance, about the desirability of emulating what they did. There's nothing good about it, mate. You have been sucked in by the taqiyya of the Wahhabists in Saudi Arabia who have funded their mate Ahmed Fahour and his little museum in Victoria. You get along to it, you see a few displays, you come out and you put the endorsement of the office of the Australian Prime Minister on that Islamist, expansionist, Wahhabist approach or view of the world. You've lost me, Turnbull. You have completely lost me. I've lost faith in you, not only as a leader, but as a hollow vessel, an empty human being who goes into rooms for the sole and exclusive purpose of showing others how well-read, how educated you are, how smart you are. You're dangerous, mate. You're a bloody loose cannon, and you're on side with our enemy.